Hello, my name is Brian Owoshelski, and welcome to the Over the Counter podcast. Today, we're joined by Ashim Zybek, founder and CEO of Hyatt Pharmacy, a group of community pharmacies with 19 locations operating in southeastern Wisconsin. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you for having me.
So today, we're going to be discussing how pharmacists have increasingly facilitated vaccine services throughout the country. So to start, what is the importance of immunization as a whole, and how have community pharmacists particularly been able to step in and manage patients' vaccinations?
When it comes to vaccination, it is definitely one of the proven ways, or the most effective way to reduce infectious disease in a community, whether it is COVID, flu, meningitis, or it is scientifically proved to be effective. When it comes to community pharmacies, the most accessible location to get vaccination. And that's so when it comes to community pharmacies, you can walk into a community pharmacy and get vaccinated 7 days a week. You don't have to make an appointment. Community pharmacies are open on weekends, late in the evening. So it's a lot more convenient for people who are busy to come and get their vaccines in a community pharmacy versus getting it in a clinic.
Cool. So we're going to dive into kind of a little bit of your practice and kind of your experience as an independent community pharmacy yourself and with your locations. How have vaccination services at your locations evolved from prior to the pandemic and up until now?
More than 90% of the vaccines we administered before the pandemic were influenza vaccines. Randomly, we would get through for other vaccines. People thought of going to the doctor. Oh, I need to go to the doctor. But with the pandemic, people recognize that pharmacists are truly the most accessible healthcare providers, that pharmacists are easy to talk to. During the pandemic, obviously, in this location here, we gave over 100,000 COVID vaccines in this building. So people started to recognize us, that pharmacists can vaccinate and administer other vaccines. So people can come and get vaccines at our pharmacy 7 days a week. They can vaccinate their children and the adults and the parents. So it's a lot more convenient. And I think that convenience will make it easier for us to reach people that normally we don't reach because of how busy people are. So the more convenient it is, the more likely people are going to get vaccinated.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely agree with you there. Kind of diving into a little bit more of the pharmacist's ability to vaccinate. So in regard to provider status and the pharmacist's role in healthcare, are there legal or professional barriers that you faced in trying to establish immunization services at your pharmacies?
Not really. I mean, people now recognize us as the most convenient location for vaccination. Legally, I mean, in Wisconsin, it's a little bit easier. In other states, you still need to do the collaborative practice agreement in order to vaccinate, or you might be able to get a standing order in other states. But it's a lot easier. And my understanding is that in most states, if not all states, it's a lot easier to vaccinate today versus, let's say, 2018, 2019.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely the kind of the policies and pharmacist ability has definitely increased, which is definitely good to see. Moving around within topics in immunization. So when discussing vaccination in the U.S., it's hard not to mention the current distrust that many people have in them and the misinformation circulating. So what are your thoughts on these ongoing narratives? And what do you think needs to be done to correct this course of misinformation towards vaccines?
I think that training providers and the frontliners, even the pharmacy technicians and the cashiers, on how to handle patients who have this kind of mistrust and how to have the pharmacist talk to them utilizing techniques like motivational interviewing, asking the open-ended questions, finding the real reason people are worried about vaccines. Sometimes it's just a mild side effects. Oh, I had this side effects to when I got the shingles vaccine a couple years ago. Or I heard of this, I read this online about COVID vaccine. Is that true or not? So, and there are people who are 100% anti-vaxxers. They will never get vaccines. but at least utilize some of the motivational interviewing with them, find out if there is a way to convince them to change their mind. At the end of the day, you're never going to win 100% of your patients. But even if you can convince one patient a day, one extra patient a day to get vaccinated, that's a person that maybe you just prevented the hospitalization for that patient. Maybe you even prevented some, like even in, God forbid, death for some people. A lot of times when we think of flu, we don't think of people dying of the flu. We think of severe hospitalization, but actually there are people who die every year of flu and COVID and other diseases that can be prevented by vaccination.
Awesome. Definitely. Yeah. There's definitely not one cure all to this issue, but obviously chipping away and kind of doing what pharmacists can do will definitely help. Awesome. So I kind of have just one more question for you today. Basically just kind of looking to go and inspire other pharmacists looking to increase their services. So what advice would you give to a community pharmacist or an owner that's looking to begin administering vaccine services, but they really don't have the capacity to do so, or they kind of don't really know where to look? What advice would you give to them?
Ask yourself why you're vaccinating. And if you're not vaccinating, why you're not vaccinating. And if you're not vaccinating today, what are the obstacles? Do you need to maybe hire more people? Maybe change the workflow? Maybe you need to do a little remodel to provide a private area for your patients. So ask yourself again the obstacles. Why are you not vaccinating today? Now, and if you're thinking about becoming a vaccinator, ask yourself, why should I become a vaccinator? Think of all the patients that you'll be helping today. Think of all the patients that you will help be healthier and live a longer life, God willing. Think of also the financial income that you'll get from the vaccines. We pharmacists are having challenges every year with PBM reimbursement and the lower reimbursement from those large PBMs. So one of the ways to be able to stay in business and create a sustainable pharmacy model is by offering the vaccines, because the reimbursement is still good on the vaccines when it comes to getting reimbursed from third parties. Is it a challenge? Of course it's a challenge, but life is full of challenges, and the people who think in a positive way and think of ways to overcome those challenges are the ones who are going to stay in business longer and the ones who are going to be more successful, and also the ones who are going to leave a better legacy in the long run. When I think of a good pharmacy, I'm always thinking of a pharmacy that offers good services that will help the patients live healthier and longer. And vaccine is always one of them.
Obviously, compared to other services that pharmacists have been doing, obviously immunization is paramount and one of the most important. I really appreciate you joining me today and for this discussion.
Thank you so much, Brian.